Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
How are you? Happy, 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 happy Monday. Come on in. Man, I hope you had a good weekend. I know I did. I did nothing but play. Got to do that sometimes. Let your brain take a break. Default mode network, as they say. It's not so much focusing on what you're doing. It's defocusing on what you're doing. Just giving time to think and ponder and come up with cool ideas. Today, I want to talk about being lost. I've had a lot of conversations lately about folks who kind of lost in their journey. The Face Your Passion group that we have right now, it's just constant. People feel like they're not on track. And how do they do that? How do you get on track? I have a conversation about that today. That about airplanes, too, and daughters. All in one shot, I promise. Interesting show. Hang on for the ride. Here we go. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. A long time, man. 2006, we started this show. Episode 4,796. Interesting, when I opened the Face Your Passion coaching group, which is just awesome. And we've had a great time to chat with people this week. And, you know, about half are brand new within a couple of months of getting to know me a little bit and just feeling like this was the right thing. And the other half have been with me 10, 12, 13 years and say, well, it's finally time. It's kind of interesting stuff. So cool stuff. If you want to join it, just go to faceyourpassion.com, watch the replay and see what this thing's all about. It's a workshop that we did. And join us if you want to. How are you? My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Simple mission. You know my mission. It's just get out of bed and get your stuff done. That's it. But do it. Be happy. Whatever you want to make it, however you want to do it. That's what the whole mission is all about. And man, it just works really well. If you give it a chance, listen to the nuance. Okay, let's stop on that word for a second. Listen to the nuance. A lot of people just listen for the main thing, the thing that is said. Listen for what happens between the lines. Listen for the thought patterns that are going on. Pick up on that stuff. Not just me, but everybody. If you do that, life changes really fast. Okay, let's get into Monday. Monday, we always begin by asking a very simple question. Have you done your homework? Very simple stuff. If you haven't done your homework, just go to perfectweekplanner.com, get my planner. Why? Because my planner that I give you that works so well and so simple, get the planner, download it, and watch the video. But I built it around doing your homework. Because when you do your homework and you ask, how's my life going? And you understand it's going good, keep it that way. It's going bad, change it. It's in the middle. What am I going to do? When you think it through and then you have a place to put it and actually implement it for the week, magic happens. If you won't take the time to ask how your own life is going, nobody else is going to do it for you, are they? They're just not. So do your homework. So being lost. I'm in kind of a serious mood this week. Is that okay? I mean, sometimes I get kind of out there a little bit. You know, I'm kind of a guy like that. I kind of get crazy. I'm both all in one shot. I can be silly and serious in the same sentence. I can be outrageous and just kind of, you know, mundane all at the same time. That's just me. Are you that way? A full personality? I'm that way as well. But some people feel lost. And when you're lost, I want you to recover from being lost. That's the whole goal here. When life gets in the way, I tell you what, when it does get in the way, it's very challenging to figure out what to do next. Have you felt that before? I think we all have. At some point in our life, every single one of us, you know, once, twice, three times a lady, who knows how long it's going to be. But throughout the course of our life, some people, you know, those moments when you're like, man, what am I going to do? Man, no matter how motivated you are, how am I going to get through this thing? My wife came out the other day. We've had a series of challenges, nothing major, nothing crazy, just little stuff. Her daughter's getting married at the end of April. Last one, get the last kid married off. And because of that and preparing for family arrival and all kinds of stuff happening, it's just one more thing. And literally my wife is saying, could there be anything else? It just keeps on coming. And most of it has a dollar sign attached to it. Happens, doesn't it? So I'm a private pilot, single engine land, instrument rated. Haven't flown for about 3 years now. It's been a little while since I've been up in the air, although I live about 6 miles from the airport. So I'm thinking about getting back in that airplane. But pilots think a different way. And you hear me talk about that all the time. So today I want to share a story about being lost. And I was kind of embarrassed because it applies to life in so many different ways. But a few years back, I had about 150 hours of flight time. Now that's not a lot. It's not a little either. I mean, most pilots get their solo at about, you know, 8, 9, 10, maybe 15 hours, and then they stop after that. Like 150 is pretty good. I'm well beyond that by now. I was flying the amazing Cessna 172. I was going to pick up my daughter. My daughter went to college at the University of Florida. Yes, we got gators in this household. One Seminole, but we have mostly gators. I've done the trip a dozen times. It's a fairly quick flight. It's about a 45-minute flight for where I am right now, but it's about a 2.5-hour drive. So you can see why I take the airplane, right? I fly up there, pick her up, bring her home for the weekend. Uneventful flight. Again, I've done it so many times. And then this time, it was probably about a 90-degree day. And I'm just kind of up there flying along, doing my thing, thinking we're going to get to the airport, going to call the tower, going to land, and then it happened. It could have been hot. I don't know. The drone or the engine, whatever it was. Maybe I didn't have enough coffee. I'm not sure. In any case, I had the sensation that I had no idea where I was. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Now, you've been in an airplane before and you've been sitting in the back and you have no idea where you are, especially if they don't have that little map on the back of the seat. I was flying the airplane with a map in front of me, the electronic GPS, and I had no idea where I was. I was lost. Now, I could see the airport straight in front of me. Have you ever seen in front of you exactly what you're heading for? It's right there. I don't know how to get it. That's exactly where I want to go. I don't know how to get there. I don't know, maybe that happens in your goal setting all the time, doesn't it? I had no idea how to get where I was to where I wanted to go. It was terrifying. So knowing I had to call the tower, I had to call the tower 10 miles out, so I knew I had to call the tower, and I turned on my training, and I followed the three rules that any pilot knows to get them back on track. Every single pilot will do this constantly. It's kind of trained into you. The first thing is continue to fly the darn airplane and stay safe. Now, that may sound simple, but how many times have you wanted to close your eyes? Leave me alone. It's not happening. It's not real. No. Yeah, you want to hide. I know I have. Sometimes you make a challenging goal. You decide to go after it. And you just can't get off. Can't get on first base. You just can't get going, can you? Like, why? Fly the airplane. Whatever you decided to do, go for it. Keep going. Just keep moving. Keep moving toward it. Don't pause. Don't stop. You lose that momentum. It's harder to get going. In an airplane, it's pretty bad if you lose your momentum, right? Number two, it's to break through your confusion and figure out where you are on your journey. If you keep yourself stable, you have time to snap out of any momentary rough spot. You can kind of get focused. So basically what that means is keep the thing going, whatever you're going toward. Don't stop. Just keep moving toward it and then figure out where you are. What's going on? What's getting in your way? Maybe you didn't get enough sleep last night. I don't know what it is. Maybe somebody said no. Maybe you ran out of money. I have no idea. Maybe you had a perfect job and you were going to retire and then they fire you. I don't know what it is. But keep your wits about you and figure out what you're happening. Get that adequate information, a very stoic term. Adequate information, enough information to figure out what's going on. That's it. You don't need any more because you got yourself an issue right now. So you're going to keep flying. Plus, you got the adequate information to start to see what's happening. Third rule, communicate with the people around you. Like I said, in a few minutes, if I hadn't communicated, I would be flying illegally into some airspace I'm not allowed to be in. I could have turned around, and I've done that before. I've actually done a 360. I just made a big circle, a couple-of-minute circle, give myself some thinking time. Nobody cares what I'm doing. I'm not in their space. They don't care, so I'd make a big circle. That's a good rule, too, by the way. When you find yourself in a situation where you can't kind of figure out what you're doing, and you're starting to understand it, and you're getting the confusion taken care of, sometimes you just go in circles for a couple times until you figure it out. Once I figured it out, I call up the tower. And I said, hey, I had to be honest. I said, I'm a low-hour pilot. 150 is pretty low. I'm a little south of the field. I'm confused. It's no emergency, but I could use some help. Now, I could see the airport in front of me. I just couldn't figure out how to get down to it. Isn't that weird? I couldn't figure out the runway. I could look right at it, but there was another one that was kind of hidden a little bit around the trees, and I didn't know quite where it was. I was lost. That simple communication gave air traffic control everything they needed. In a couple of minutes, they lined me up, literally put me, they go this way, vector that way, line me up, and I had a perfect landing. And while I'm rolling down that runway, they squawk me on the radio. Pilot of that 172. Not a bad landing for a lost pilot, they said. Thank you. Appreciate the help there. All I could do is laugh and be grateful. Yeah, my ego took a hit, but I learned a lesson. I picked up my daughter, and we had a great flight home, and I found the airport on the way home that time. As we like to say, as people who fly airplanes, aviate, navigate, communicate. You'll get there every single time. And in your life, no matter what you're doing today, once you've set that goal and you know where you're going, because that's what we do in an airplane, we set a goal, we fly to it, right? Aviate, navigate, communicate till you get it. That's all. Now you got some ideas today. Hey, you want to see me at Facebook? Come say hi. DannyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. See my replay of Face Your Passion? Go to FaceYourPassion.com. See you tomorrow. Keep moving. Gotta get it.